fine glasses and all, they always seem to mention lead, and I suppose lead crystal is supposed to be fine.
Well, that's because, you see, it used to be a time long ago where the ancient glasses and goblets and things were actually made out of natural quartz and called crystal. But now they call it crystal the way some fast food places call it beef. It looks like beef, or it looks like crystal, but it's not. It's glass, and glass is definitely a weakening on the body.
You know how I...
It's great to drink from.
Yeah, but you don't want to wear it.
What's that? You want to...
You don't want to wear glass.
But you can drink what he said.
Yeah.
You know how I happened to be at your place in the valley, oh, I guess maybe several years ago, and I did buy three small crystals, and I did everything that, you know, they said to do about... And what you mentioned tonight about filling two glasses of water and keeping them separate, you know, at least 6 feet apart or so, or thereabouts. And there were, I didn't notice anything different about it. And then I, about the water, the one that had the crystal in it. And also, I put them in the refrigerator. I tested it that way, and nothing happened. And now that you mention it, you know, I think I put two little crystals in the refrigerator, and I guess I forgot about them. They must still be there. Because I have one in front of me, and I know I bought three.
You know, when we were starting, it was very confusing for people, especially, you know, when we go back, we started off by taking our crystals into some of the psychic fairs and expos. And most people know that most average people think a psychic is crazy. Well, the psychics thought we were crazy, and it was 3 months before anybody would come near our table and say, "What the heck are you guys doing with those rocks?" So then slowly people got interested, and there was a lot of confusion. We had one lady who called us up, and I do believe that she was very sincere in wanting to have this happen. But she called us up, and she said, "I did everything you said, and it didn't work. I put my fingers in the water, and they both felt the same." And so we had to explain to her, "No, you're supposed to drink the water, taste it, smell it."
Yeah, well, that's what I did.
Right. So, you see, it's just a question of getting it right. But what we've done is we've been doing this now for 5 years, and most people have seen the difference. Some people, they don't have either the taste buds or the smelling apparatus to really detect the difference. In that case, we have somebody like John Bedini who analyzed Bill's water and said that, sure enough, there's a change. The molecules move closer together so that there's less room for the pollution, which would be the chlorine, the ammonia, whatever else, to be there.
Surface tension goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, this little crystal that I have, you know, the one, and I must have two of them in the refrigerator still, but obviously that didn't make a difference because I never changed the temperature.
No, that's a cluster you need, though, not 2 points.
Well, these are not even. They're like little, when you say 2 points, what do you mean by that?
No, I'm saying what you want is a cluster. A cluster looks like a little crystal city.
A little crystal what?
City. It's an analogy. In other words, instead of having one rock with a point at one end, what you have is you have a piece of quartz that has lots of little points on it.
Yeah, that's what mine has. You know, it's kind of uneven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what you mean by a cluster.
Looks like a little sea urchin.
Yeah, not really like a sea urchin. It's not that long.
Yeah.
But it has the different sides to it. Now I just dropped it, and I think it fell on the floor. But I know it isn't clear looking like you would expect. Just from the word crystal, to be very clear.
Well, most crystals aren't really clear. They're milky, and they've got little things in them, and those clusters usually are not. They're kind of white and pretty,
right.
All that sort of stuff.
Yes.
I hope all this helped you, Barbara.
Okay, Bill.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I enjoy your program.
I enjoy having you aboard.
Thank you a lot.
It's Open Mind.
Yes.
Ho is with me on a Saturday night on Talk Radio 79 KABC.
Okay. Dee Dee is manning the phones right now with some of our staff, and the number there at Heidi Ho Enterprises is 818-761-0945. And she can answer some questions, and we will certainly spend as much time on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at the Sportsman's Lodge answering as many questions as we can. When we had Dale in last time, you know, we have put Dale and Nick Nocerino on tour here in Los Angeles, and the last time we were in, we had such a marvelous response from this show that we honestly, with all the staff and merchandise we brought in, didn't have enough. It was just, there were people waiting online all day. We have made sure that will not happen again.
Crystals are a hot item.
They really are. We have a competent, trained staff to answer questions. I will be there most of the time. I will also be lecturing at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. And we have points, jewelries, clusters. Of course, we have the tapes, which are out there now. We're going to have a 200-pound cluster there. We have giant geodes. We have really gone to all our crystal people and asked them to support us in this, and they have come through with everything. And, of course, the crystal skull pictures and the lectures. And
the marvelous crystal skull pictures. You've got to see those. And
it is something
the
special.
Things that happen before your very, very eyes.
So that will be at the Sportsman's Lodge Hotel Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. The crystal sales are from 11 to 11. And the lectures are at 2 o'clock and at 7:30. Except on Tuesday, I'm going to be taping another one of our crystal tapes. That will be on reducing emotional blocks, releasing emotional blocks. That's a $10 lecture at 7:30. Then we are going to be in Orange on Thursday at the Quality Inn on Brookhurst. This is for all the people who cannot get down to Los Angeles. We will be there from 11 to 11 with a lecture at 7:30. And then Friday, the Alexandra 2 doing psychic development at 7:30. And then finally next weekend, the Crystal Healing Workshop, which is everything you wanted to know about crystals and more.
And, of course, they can fill you in all the particulars.
All of that on 818-761-0945. And please be patient because there is only one line.
All right.
But we'll take those calls.
As soon as I can. And we'll get to Eric here in just a moment.
That's Western Medical Center in Anaheim, 714.
Good evening.
Hello, Eric.
I think that Master Ho and I spoke before, some time ago. I was becoming quite interested in mandalas. And, in fact, I wanted to tell you that I now have a mandala group, and we're producing some mandalas and getting ready to do a project with AIDS patients.
Ooh,
I remember when you were on talking to Dale when he was here last
time. Right.
Ah, with Dale. Ah, yeah. Okay. Yes, well, now, I wanted to ask you, among the people who are going to be at who are going to be selling crystals and related things tomorrow, does anyone have the crushed and tumbled crystals that you were speaking of for use in the spas, and especially do they have them in colors? Do they have, for example, like lapis or things of that kind?
Well, first of all, yes, we have them. And we do have them in packages, and no, we do not have them in colors. The only thing we have it in right now is clear. But the key here is that because it's in clear, just like white light's a mixture of all colors, the clear quartz actually has the properties of all colors. And if you put a little thought process into it, you can actually program the clear one to do whatever color you want.
Okay.
Okay, it's got the potential to tap into them all.
Okay, and... we do repeat the color symbolism. You mentioned, for example, amethyst for the spiritual, and I think blue was for mental.
Right, and again, if I do this, I want to explain that I'm just doing a thumbnail sketch so it's easy for people to remember. But the amethyst works on the spiritual levels. The lapis, which is blue, works on the mental, and that's the psychic mental or intuitive mental levels. The citrine, which is a golden color, works on the logical mental levels. If we would, for a moment, let's say that the citrine is left brain and the lapis, which is blue, is right brain. Okay? Now, the pink color, the rose quartz, is for emotional balance. The green is for physical balance. Okay, and then we get into other little oddities like smoky quartz, which is a very good grounder and good protector for people who are surrounded by people who are very negative. It's
that's
a good protection
that's
stone.
That's a sort of gray-brown color?
I'm sorry?
Is that a sort of gray-brown?
No, the smoky is usually a clear quartz which has been irradiated, so it turns a gray-black color.
Okay, and that's a grounding.
Yeah, it's a good grounding and protective stone.
Yeah.
Same
okay.
is true with the agates, which are cousins of quartz.
Uh-huh.
But again, I want to stress that I'm just giving a very major thumbnail sketch there.
Okay, but up to, at this point, there is no one who is making the little rounded pebbles of the color stones, such as, let's say, lapis or citrine or something of that kind.
Not at this point. Especially with lapis and citrine, that's becoming a lot more valuable to people, and they're using it for jewelry and things. They're not crushing it up into little pieces.
Yes.
But there may be a possibility that down the road we can investigate bringing that in, too, if there's that much of an interest. At the moment, the crushed clear, because it has the properties of everything and you can use them to be whatever you want, that suits most people's purpose.
Okay, but Eric, does that help you?
Okay, what I was hoping to do was to use the crushed stone minerals and crystals in the various colors in the making of a mandala, and of course that wouldn't be...
That wouldn't work that way, no.
In that sense, because it wouldn't carry the color. It could, however, I suppose, be put on a colored background.
Certainly you could put it on a colored background. And the other thing that you might want to consider, in addition to working with the crushed tumble, is also working with Herkimer diamonds, which are very small little crystals, and they are very, very powerful.
And are they colored or clear?
They are clear. They are very unusual in that they're double terminated, which means they have a point at each end. And predominantly they're coming out of Herkimer, New York, which is why they're called Herkimer diamonds. They're really quartz. They just look like little diamonds. And they grow in a very different structure. And I would feel, I'm just, you know, it's just an opinion, but it seems like for what you want to do, that might actually be a better bet for you.
Okay. How is Herkimer spelled? Say down.
H-E-R-K-I-M-E-R.
Just like the town.
Oh, that was a big help. Okay.
All right, Eric.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
Hi.
Yeah.
Very good program.
Thank you.
I just rubbed my nasty planter's wart with my quartz, and I'm hoping for the best.
Well, I hope you have the same luck I've had.
Okay. I have a couple questions. One, about Reiki. Are you familiar with them?
I'm a little familiar. Not terribly familiar with it.
A lot of people use quartz crystals with Reiki. It's a Japanese healing art that channels energy.
I'll tell you what's happened is that we've had a lot of our students are people who work with Reiki. And what happens is that we always say that we're going to exchange and they're going to show me what they do, but we never get that far. By the time we get done with the workshops, I'm out the door and gone to another part of the country, so...
This is an amazing show. I learn something all the time. I never heard of Reiki.
Never heard of Reiki?
No.
Oh, it's I've experienced it, and it's a marvelously...
I've had the training.
I Reiki my leaves every now and then.
Well, boom. But what it does is they somehow attune your crown chakra, and it channels energy, and nothing you can see or feel so much. Sometimes your hands heat up. And sometimes the energy causes your body to rock back and forth.
Yeah, one of the things that we do in our crystal classes, and we may do it tomorrow at the Sportsman's Lodge too, is teach people how to balance the chakras. For the people out there, let's just have an understanding, Brian. Not everybody knows what chakras are. So if you went to your typical Dodger game and asked people where their chakras are, most people would be looking under the hood of their cars. So for those who don't know what a chakra is...
You wouldn't find them there either.
No, sirree. A chakra... is an energy center on the body, and you have seven major ones, which include the top of the head and the brow, which some people call the third eye, and all up and down the body you have these energy centers. And when you get those energy centers in alignment and the energy is running smoothly, you're in the here and now, you're in the center of power. But unfortunately, because anything can affect the chakras on the emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical levels, they get knocked off. So we will be showing something that will balance the chakras in 30 seconds.
And we just balanced out this hour, Brian.
Okay.
We got to run. Take a little break for news. Thank you very much for checking in.
So many people that will get our newsletter or hear that we do a radio show or TV show, and they can't get out to come to a lecture, and they want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we finally thought, okay, we'll put out a tape. And so we put out the first one on Crystal Basics, and the response has been so good that we're starting to put out a whole set. We now have Crystal Basics, Crystals and Psychic Development, one on UFOs, and in the next few months we'll have Releasing Emotional Blocks, a tape just on practical uses of quartz. There's going to be one on meeting your spiritual guides and teachers. So this is just the beginning. These three are the beginning of a larger package.
Dr. Peoples told me I had a spiritual guide. Wait, not me. He liked my car. His name was Skywalker. Not Luke Skywalker, but I mean, that was the best way you could put it into English.
Right.
And he loved my car.
Huh.
Now I've got a new car, so I don't know whether he's with the old car or...
Right.
Or I got to talk to him.
Are you going to have Dr. Peoples back again?
I hope to have him here in the next 6 weeks, something like that.
Oh, beautiful.
Got to talk to Thomas about it first, you know.
Sure, check in. Check in with the keeper.
All right.
Only
we have Rachel on the line. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I have three short questions, at least I hope they are.
Okay.
Do you have any mail order or mailing lists that are available?
When you say...
one can send for to order?
Absolutely. If you call that number, 818-761-0945.
I took it down.
Yeah. If you call that number, they'll tell you about anything that we can do on... anything at all that we can do through a mailing list. I'll also very quickly give you a post office box, which is, first of all, Heidi Ho. That's HIDE-HO. Heidi Ho Enterprises. And that's P.O. Box 1168-224. Mm-hmm. Here, scribbling away.
Uh-huh.
In Studio City, 91604. And we have, like I said, we put out the tapes through the mail. We can send crystals through the mail. We are really trying to help those who We want as many people to come to our free lectures as possible because we love to meet people and show them, actually do the demonstrations and show you what happens. But also we want to be able to help those who cannot get out to us. So that's how we're going to do it now, through tapes and crystals through the mail.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.
My second one is also short. I have a 16-year-old poodle who decided to that he would stay around a bit longer when I added chicken soup to his diet.
Oh, it'll work every time.
Yes. I'm going to say definitely yes, because we have a lady. Her name is Dr. Gloria Dodd, and she works up near San Francisco. She's a veterinarian, and she had a poodle that had definite congenital heart failure. She ran all sorts of different tests, and you'll have to forgive me, Rachel. I can't remember what they all are off the top of my head. But this poodle was a goner. And she decided she would make a little harness with crystals. And she attached them to the poodle, and within 6 days, the poodle was up and running around. It was such a big deal that the CBS News department went down, did a little feature on TV about her and her crystal work, and she's been working with other animals. And so we will have crystals both for pets and for children as well, so that they can have the advantage of it also. My animals all wear crystals.
Pets for children, do you have any crystals that quieten them down?
As a matter of fact, we do. There are crystals that will help with hyperactive children. We have found that the lapis will work with some, and the rose quartz.
And the third isn't exactly a question, but one time, just before I awakened, it was sort of a dream. Something said, "Hold chrysophase in your hand."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never heard of it before or since, actually, and I looked it up, and it seems to be kind of jade.
Well, it's not exactly a jade,
well, whatever it is.
But it is. It's another member of the quartz family. So, yes, you could definitely hold that and get a certain amount of change also.
And you just had that in a dream, did you say, Rachel?
Well, it was something. I don't know what.
You got a message.
I knew that I wasn't awake, and then I awakened immediately, and I'd never heard of chrysophase. In fact, I don't think I even spell it properly in my life.
Well, I
haven't come across it since, but I did look it up, and it indicated with some sort of not clear.
Well, no, it's not a clear stone at all. But I can help you with the spelling of it, if that'll help you any. But there isn't a lot that's been written on it. It's a green stone, though, and green stones definitely work on physical balance.
And would you use it with crystals?
You could.
But
you certainly could.
The thing is, why would I come up with that? I'd never heard of the thing before.
Well, you know, sometimes when people come up with that, the first thing they do is they negate it by saying, well, how could I come up with that? My way of looking at it is that you came up with something that is a real stone that really exists, and wherever you got the information doesn't seem to be as important as doing it and seeing if it works for you.
With crystals or without?
Try it without, try it with. The great thing here is the experimentation.
Have you any idea where I could buy one?
Offhand, I can't say that I do, but you might want to try some of the lapidary shops. They may have some, and also some of the jewelry stores may.
Well, thank you very much. You've
okay.
been very helpful.
Thank you, Rachel.
And my dog thanks you, too.
All yes, right.
Dear.
Get him.
Bye.
Get him one of those little collars or whatever it is, the crystals on there.
I will.
Okay, Rachel. Thank you. I'm Bill Jenkins with Ho tonight. We're talking to Bill Jenkins. Ho is with me, and I believe Bessie has joined us tonight. Bessie, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I want to ask Ho about the crystals. Do they increase idiosyncrasies and eccentricities? And with diamonds, a person's head of diamonds, their imprint, matrix imprint, is imprinted in the diamond, and that if you inherit it or wear somebody else's diamonds or something, it affects you and all that type of thing.
Well, let's take that second question first and come back to the first one, which we may have to restate. But the thing about diamonds, all jewelry and all gems hold on to a certain amount of that person's energy. It's what we call the aura. And when you do something called psychometry, that's where you pick up something that belongs to someone else and you start to sense things about it. You're sensing from the energy imprint that's left behind. That's why we take all of our jewelry or if I were given rings, for example, I would do something to clear out the energy within them before I wear them. Because we have seen it happen that somebody might come in and might be very depressed and pick up a crystal and then put it down on the table. And someone else may come in and they're in a great mood and then pick it up and get a little depressed. And all it is they're sensing that other person's energy. It's not them. It's not the crystal. They're just sensing that energy that's behind it. By doing the light invocation into the crystal, we can get rid of that whole effect. Now, diamonds are based on carbon, and so we don't really see too many of either the ancient groups that use them for energy balancing or healing, or any of the other groups working with diamonds. What I always say is diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but quartz is definitely mankind's best friend. Now, the first question again was...
That the crystals, if they will cause... increase in eccentricities,
right,
and idiosyncrasies in a person that's emotionally disturbed. And I like what you were saying about the emotional block.
Yes.
And also, wait a minute, there was one other thing.
Well, let me answer that question, because that's an interesting question. It gets us into opals. In general, the answer would be, yes, it is possible. But then there are other types of crystals that you can wear, other colors that may balance out those imbalances and idiosyncrasies. But now, something like opal. Opal is a crystal that's gotten a very bad reputation, because everybody has heard that opals are bad luck. And there's two reasons why that's happened. One is because it's very difficult for jewelers to set opal. Opal has a tendency to crack, and so jewelers would rather not work with it. So they're the first ones to tell you that it's bad luck and try and sell you something that's more expensive also. The other reason that that's happened is because opals seem to affect the emotions. And someone who is emotionally upset might put on a crystal that's an opal and get even more upset. We have certainly seen that happen with certain people. So, yeah, if you find you're wearing a crystal that's causing that kind of problem, take it off and try a different kind of crystal. Because different crystals will affect different areas of the body.
What did she say? Crystal phase or crystal glaze?
Crystal phase.
How do you spell it?
Now she asked me. Now that I've closed the book, I had to look it up. I'll tell you what, though. We'll look it up, and I'll tell it over the air the next time I pull it out. I'm not the world's best speller. I wrote for television and radio for 15 years, but no one ever said you had to be able to spell to do that.
You ought to see my newscast. But you don't get to read them. Okay, Bessie.
What about that thing on emotional block? Where's that going to go?
That's going to be on Tuesday night at the Sportsman's Lodge at 7:30. It is a... I'm just looking to see what that's going to be now. That's going to be a $10 lecture at 7:30 at the Sportsman's Lodge. And we will do some crystal exercises for releasing emotional blocks and for balancing the imbalances. We'll deal with guilt, and we'll deal with the little part of us that doesn't want to get things done, the part that gets in the way.
Oh, God, how I need that.
You know, the part that our parents have helped program while we were little and our peers have reinforced. You know, that old great line, I can't, I won't, I shouldn't. Well, we're going to get rid of all of those.
That is amazing.
It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be a taping, which means the tape will be available later. So anyone who wants to get in and play on that one, 7:30, and that's Tuesday night. That one's $10, but the Sunday and Monday ones are free. The 2 and 7:30 ones are free.
And when are you going to be in Orange?
That's going to be on Thursday.
Thursday. Uh-huh.
And that's going to be a free... that's a $5 lecture on crystal basics.
Oh.
But we'll be there from 11 to 11 at the Quality Inn on Brookhurst. And again, because it's hard to keep saying these things over and over, we take up a lot of radio time.
Uh-huh.
The number is 818-761-0945. And this time, folks, I promise you we're going to have people on those phones round the clock.
Okay.
All right. You can call over there and get all the information on where it's going to be. Thank you very much for Bessie for checking in with us on Open Mind with Ho tonight. I'm Bill Jenkins on Talk Radio 7.
Hi, Bill. I'd like to find out where I could get some of those quartz crystals. I've looked all over for them.
They're everywhere.
They're not everywhere, but they're starting to be everywhere. You can get quartz crystals in most of the New Age bookstores now, the metaphysical bookstores. But we do have crystals on sale, and like I said, we tried to get all the crystal people together, all our dealers together, to help us out with this, and they have brought in some amazing things. So we'll have plenty of jewelry, plenty of necklaces, plenty of pendants. We're going to have points and clusters, eggs and balls, and some very unusual pieces, including this 200-pound, it's a 200-pound clear quartz cluster, which is a little much to wear, perhaps, but it's nice to look at. Put on a coffee table, giant geodes.
I wouldn't wear. Lapidary stores usually have quartz.
They usually have quite a bit of that, too. Yeah, you can get it from there.
Where is that?
Lapidary stores, rock shops.
Oh.
They hate it when you call them rock shops.
My big problem is I'm blind, and it's so hard for me to get around. I'd love to attend one of your stations, but I just can't get around.
So in that case, if you call the number that we gave you, and I'll give that again in a second, we can arrange to send you crystals if you need them, and, of course, the tapes as well. It's a perfect way to put on a tape. And these are 90-minute tapes. They're not 60-minute tapes. They're 90-minute lectures which have been edited down to try and give out the most important information.
Is that a type of tape I can put on my stereo?
Yes. Absolutely.
Good.
And we have three of them now, and there'll be more in the next couple of months, so...
Well, then, will you give me that number again? I've got to write it down. Forget.
Sure. It's the number for Heidi Ho Enterprises. And that number is 818-761-0945. And the people there can also tell you all about the tour. And like I said, we'll also, I know you can't come to this, Catherine, but we will also have the photographs of the crystal skull so people can take some time and look at them and see what's there, and free lectures. So it's going to be quite a big get-together on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh, I'd love to see it, but I just have no way of getting it.
Well, that's why we tried to figure out a system to get to you, and we thought the cassette tapes were the best way.
Oh, that'll be fine. Then I'll call this number tomorrow.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can, for Bessie, we spell chrysophase, C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-R. A-S-E.
Right now, Bessie, right. I hope you've got that. Ruth, you're on.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I took a session, two-day session with Ho a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, and been convinced that crystals are one of the best things that walked into my life. And I particularly want to say thank you for the light invocation, one of the most useful tools I've been given in years. I'd recommend everybody write it down, and particularly in stress moments, use it because it works.
Can you repeat it to me again?
Certainly. I invoke the light of the Christ within. I am a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide.
And it works for you, huh?
You bet. The reason I'm calling, I'd like to throw three things out and then listen to what Ho has to say. First of all, I made a present of a double terminated quartz crystal to my mother, a real unbeliever, recently. But on a whim, she decided to use it, and she's a researcher. And she was holding her crystal and noticed an interesting phenomena, which was flashes of intuitive inspiration. She'd been using sleeping pills to sleep for quite a while and thought, well, why not? Let's give it a shot. So she took it to bed with her one night, held it in her left hand, and she says had one of the best night's sleep she'd ever had in her life. However, that crystal has disappeared, and it hasn't fallen into bed covers or anywhere else, and I was curious if there's been any cases of dematerialization.
Oh, boy.
That's the first thing. Second
thing. Okay, can we take these one at a time? Because if we get a whole list of them, the listeners and I forget the questions.
Okay.
Let's take them one at a time.
All right.
Two things on that. Yes, there are cases of that. Let's start with materialization because it's, for some reason it's easier for most people to believe that things appear than disappear. Mm-hmm. There are stories about shaman and Indian, in Africa rather, who will tap their cheeks and crystals will fall out. And what happens is when they can no longer tap their cheeks or some part of their body and produce crystals, that's when they're thrown out of the group. Now, just so that we know it isn't just shaman in Africa, when I was in Palm Springs, I had a young lady, she's 7 years old, come up to my table, and I had crystals that were all approximately an inch to an inch and a half long. And she started taking little tiny crystals that were like just petite little pieces out of this basket, and I knew there weren't any in there like that. So we dumped everything out on the table. We put the big crystals in one at a time so her mother could see what we were doing. And then after she took out another half a dozen little ones, I thought it was time to stop playing the game. But it isn't just shaman. There are people who are able to do that. Now, another aspect of this is that, as we talked in the beginning, crystals are living things. And anything that's alive... And understand why I say crystals are living things, folks. First of all, because they grow in the mineral kingdom. They grow very slowly, but they grow. Anything that grows is alive. And anything that we acknowledge as having life on this planet has water in it. And crystals are, quite frankly, in a way, they're fossilized water. So we know crystals grow. And crystals won't stay with anyone that they don't want to stay with. They disappear. Now, I know that there are going to be scientists out there who are going to want to take me over the coals on this and know exactly how they disappear. I don't know how they disappear. They just do. Now, Ruth, another thing I wanted to ask you before you ask your other two questions. Did you do the crystal healing workshop with us?
Yes.
All right. One of the things that I have discovered, because we teach a technique in there called the balancing of the brain hemispheres.
Right.
And one of the things I've discovered is that if you balance the brain hemispheres before you go to sleep, it cuts down on insomnia. What happens is that we go to bed after having put in a full day in the left brain mode. and our minds keep whirling while we try to go to sleep. So I sat there for an hour and watched the clock until I remembered I hadn't done that, balanced them, and within 3 minutes was sound asleep, and I've suggested it for other students, and it's worked.
Well, I'll suggest it to my mother, then.
Please do. Now, you had two other quick questions?
Yeah. The issue of clearing and charging. I've been using the initial process of the 7-day thought clearing.
Mm-hmm.
I recently received literature from an institute involved also with crystals, which recommended not doing that. They sort of described it as a destructive process, and they suggested just water and soap with a mental intention.
All right. First of all, there is no damage to the crystal. Salt is crystal in its natural form. And crystals do not get hurt by salt. Crystals are the hardest substance we know after diamonds, and the salt won't hurt them. All it does is it slips.